Saudi Organization for Chartered and Professional Accountants. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you, Mr. President and Chairman of the sessions. Today I will speak about what's happening worldwide regarding the sustainability reporting. Since my colleagues already have spoken about their experience in their countries, I will speak regarding what's happening worldwide. There is a harmonization of sustainability reporting standards. The landscape of sustainability reporting has been characterized by multitude of frameworks and standards, leading to confusion and inconsistency reporting practice. Five key initiatives have emerged to promote harmonization. The first one is the Sustainable Development Goals. Second one, the Global Reporting Initiatives, which is provide a comprehensive framework that is widely adopted globally. Recent updates have focused on aligning GRI standard with the Sustainable Development Goals. Third one is the Sustainability Accounting Standard Board, which emphasizes industry-specific metrics, aiding business in disclosing material sustainability information to investors. The fourth one is a task force on climate-related financial disclosures, providing recommendation for climate-related financial disclosure, urging companies to disclose financial impact of climate change on their operation. And lately, last one is the IFRS Foundation has established the International Sustainability Standard Board, creating a global baseline for sustainable disclosure, complementing financial reporting standards. These initiatives have fostered more cohesive approach to sustainability reporting, although challenges remain in achieving a universal adoption integration among diverse reporting standards. What is the practical implementation of sustainability reporting? The practical implementation of sustainability reporting has evolved, driven by regulatory changes, stakeholder expectations, and technical advancement. Key trends include integration into business strategy, digital reporting tools, stakeholder engagement, and regulatory development. When we speak about the assurance and ethics in sustainability, we look at that the assurance and ethics plays a critical role in enhancing the credibility of sustainability report. This growth reflects stakeholders' desire for verified information that supports strategic decision making. Key development includes the International Auditing and Assurance Standard Board proposed a new standard for sustainability assurance engagement. It's called the International Standard on Sustainability Assurance 5000. Second one, the standardization of assurance practice varies from works such as the International Standard on Assurance Engagement, ISAE 3000, provide guidelines for assurance practitioners. However, there remains need for standardized assurance practice specific to sustainability reporting. Third one is the challenge in assurance. Despite the growth in assurance services, challenges persist, including the lack of universal accepted metrics and the subjective nature of certain sustainability claims. Assurance providers must continuously adapt to evolving reporting standard and stakeholder expectations. When it comes for ethical consideration, at December 2023 meeting, the ISBA approved a proposed new international ethics standards for sustainability assurance, including international independence standards, and proposed revision to the International Code of Ethics for Professional Accounting on sustainability reporting. There are four ethical challenges which include greenwashing, the risk of organization overstating their sustainability effort to enhance their image is a significant concern. Companies must commit to genuine reporting and avoid misleading stakeholders. Second, data integrity. Ensuring the accuracy and the reliability of reporting sustainability data is critical. Organization must implement robust data management system to prevent inaccuracy that could that could undermine credibility. Third, the stakeholder inclusive, ethical sustainability reporting involves engaging diverse stakeholders and considering their prospective company perspectives. Companies should strive for inclusive in their reporting practice to reflect comprehensive view of their impact. Last one, long-term commitment. Sustainability is a long-term endeavor and ethical consideration requiring organizations to commit to continuous improvement rather than one of reporting initiatives. How the accountancy provision can play on this subject and the challenge they will face, and how are we going to get where we want to go? Individuals, as a firm, as a company, as a profession, we face four key challenges on this path, each requiring certain evaluation. This include sustainability starting inside companies. Companies need to break down internal silos between the collection, assessment, and reporting financial and sustainability information, adopting integrated mindset. It is the best way to support decision-making by senior management, oversight by board, external reporting that meets the needs of the all stakeholders, and the ultimate assurance. Third, the global adoption of ISSB. ISSB is not only standard setter at work. We strongly encourage alignment. It will be enormous missed opportunity if companies which raise capital globally are forced to keep multiple sets of books, one satisfy their local reporting requirements and the other provide information to investors globally. Third one, capacity building in sustainability space. Keep in mind that sustainability starts inside companies. Individual accounted need to seek out and acquire the skills and competence that will make them better enablers of sustainability. Education and upskills are keys, with professional account organizations in the lead as the actors with the best knowledge of the specific needs of their members and the greatest ability to support them. The fourth one is the trust and confidence in sustainability assurance service. While we pursue mandatory assurance, we must also guard against standard fragmentation, which creates unnecessary costs, complexity, and confusion, and will not serve the public interest. We should push for the adoption of ISSA 5000 as the global baseline for broad scope sustainability assurance engagement. Also, we need a level of playing field that supports consistency of application of ISS 5000 and Code of Ethics. And this is the Global Sustainable Disclosure and Assurance Practice. This is a survey done by IFAC, which is being published on their website. As we can see here, that as you can see, the fourth annual IFAC and ISB and CMA State of Play Global Sustainable Disclosure and Assurance Practice shows that nearly all companies reviewed report at least some ECG information, and increasingly majority of companies obtained assurance on at least some of the ECG information. But there is still work to do, as only three jurisdictions reviewed had assurance rate of 100%. This study is updated, and this study updates understanding based on 2022 reporting of market practice by 1,400 companies across 22 jurisdictions. And you can find more of this on the IFAC website. Thank you very much, and I hope I have explained myself.